because I've been a heroin user all my life, I tried to get on the methadone program and tried to put things in place when you get released to be on the methadone program so I don't go back to using drugs. But then they mess up the paperwork. So then they try to tell me, oh, you've got to go all the way back to the jail to get dosed. Well, hang on a minute. Who's going to do that, travel 3 hours each way on a bus to go and get dosed when I can walk down the street and get heroin, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And you can only help so much and put so much in front of someone. And unless they're going to pick it up and run with it themselves and have the incentive to do it themselves, then you can't. Like, straight out, I feel like a grub. Like, for me now, my only incentive now is I've got a daughter who's a double gold medalist. I can't stand beside her. When she's getting interviewed, when she's getting these gold medals, I can't stand beside her because I don't want them to criticise her and stop her moving forward through my actions. So they keep trying to put me on the methadone. I keep refusing. I ask to get on buprenorphine injection because it has a blocker in it, but they say, well, I'm not suitable. Hang on a minute. I was born addicted to heroin. Mm-hmm. And there's no misconceptions. In jail, we get just as much in here as we do out there. But no, now I want to be clean and I don't want to be on the methadone because every time I get out, they don't dose me. I go straight back to using heroin. So let's be honest. Why do they want us rehabilitating ourselves? Why do they want us progressing? They don't. They lose money. Yeah. We're worth $1,200 a day to be incarcerated to them. It's not about the individual. It's not about even us as a mass group. Mm-hmm. It's about finance. It's about money figures. That's all corrections is about. But the only thing that keeps us going forward and powers us and stops us doing stupid, putrid actions is we use drugs. And that's our relief.